On the road again, the president calls for job stimulus in North Carolina.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. President Obama took to the campaign stump, and for his jobs package and reelection campaign in North Carolina, he railed against Republicans for blocking the near $500 million package in the Senate and told a crowd in Fletcher that he would have to break his plan up and pass it bit by bit to help to get help for the nation's unemployed. In the Tar Heel State, the unemployment rate sits at 10.4%. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
There are really two North Carolinas. One's what's called the Research Triangle, home to tech companies and universities. And for the most part, it's doing fine. Patrick Conway is an economist at UNC Chapel Hill.
It's when you step outside that rather limited central area that you find greater difficulties.
Eastern North Carolina is farm country, and the western part of the state has been transformed.
North Carolina was the state with the highest rate of manufacturing employment right up until the mid-1990s.
President Obama will visit rural Wilkes County. It was once a hotbed of furniture factories and textile mills.
Obviously, over the years, a lot of that has declined, although we're seeing some come back.
Jeff Gartzka heads the Economic Development Corporation there. Within a decade, unemployment jumped from 2% to 12%. Earlier this year, President Obama visited a successful new chip maker in Durham. That's 150 miles away and a world apart from Wilkes County. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now, more than a percent for the Dow, off about a percent, 1.3%, we'll say, at 157 points at 11,487. Citibank said today net income last quarter was up more than 72% from a year ago. Wells Fargo reported a 22% increase in profit. Both results were roughly in line with expectations. The British oil giant BP says Anadarko Petroleum will pay $4 billion to settle all claims between the two, resulting from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The money will be put toward the $20 billion payout fund. Today, the wireless industry has unveiled something to combat something it calls bill shock. That's when the amount due on your cell phone bill is higher than you were expecting because you went over on your minutes. And now the cell phone companies have agreed to give consumers a heads up before they go over. Pearl Desai is a lawyer with the Consumers Union. She's been pushing for these modifications, these notifications, I should say, for some time now, and she's with us now from Washington. Pearl, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. How big of a problem has this been?
Well, this has been a big problem for consumers. We at Consumers Union have done several surveys the last couple of years, and we've each time I found that 20% of consumers are suffering from bill shock. And in this tough economy, I think any small amount that you don't expect to be charged on your phone is going to be a big deal for consumers.
So they're going to get a notice when they're at the max. They're going to know.
They're going to get alerts before they hit their limit, as well as when they hit their limit. So they'll get two alerts that they are aware that they're approaching their limit, as well as when they have hit their limit. So consumers will know before they approach their limits that they're about to approach their limit.
Do you think this is the end of these overage fees that we see, this bill shock, as you say?
Well, I think as long as consumers are aware that they are about to go over, it will help them gauge whether or not they want to use the service that they're about to go for. So we are hoping that this is a strong step for consumers to avoid bill shock.
All right. Pearl Desai, lawyer with the Consumers Union in Washington. Pearl, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
I got to admit, I've collected dozens, hundreds of those tiny shampoo bottles from hotels over the years. But a lot of people think they're wasteful and want to get rid of them. So what are hotels doing to replace them? From the Sustainability Desk, here's Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
It can be frustrating in a hotel shower not to have enough shampoo left in that little tiny bottle. You shake and cajole in an effort to squeeze out just a little bit more. But not at the high-end SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills, where they've stocked the shower with full-size bottles.
Which really allows you to go completely crazy and soap yourself as much and as often as you want to from head to toe.
Tomas Medding is the general manager there. You can tell he's good at what he does by the very next line out of his mouth.
Or not at all. It's really entirely up to you.
Medding says the hotel uses big bottles because they want to create more of a residential feel. Plus, they reduce waste, which is something a whole lot of hotels are aiming to do, both upmarket and downmarket. Michelle Millar is a professor at the University of San Francisco. She says those tiny plastic bottles create extra work for housekeeping. They create a whole lot of trash and can cost more than the alternatives. But getting rid of them is tough. It's hard to come up with an alternative that visitors will like. With big bottles?
Consumers are still a little bit hesitant with the big bottles because of sanitary reasons or what's in those bottles or did anybody tamper with them.
And with the other primary option, those wall-mounted soap dispensers.
Consumers have been really reluctant to use those. I think it reminds them of going to the gym.
They see it sort of like truck stop bathroom dispensers.
Consultant Brandon Kennard says those perceptions could change in time with a good education program, kind of like the tags you see about saving water by not replacing towels.
You could put a little sign on the soap that says, hey, we're saving 10,000 bottles of plastic from going into the landfill by using these dispensers. We hope you like them.
Or maybe it'll take more people realizing how fun it is to go lather crazy with all the soap they could possibly use. Or not. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, Research in Motion said today it's going to make it up to BlackBerry users inconvenienced by all the recent technical glitches. Phones lost emails and internet access in dozens of countries in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. So RIM is offering millions of its customers free game apps up until the end of the year. Meanwhile, in Abu Dhabi, police and paramedics say they wish the phones would stay disabled. Reported traffic accidents fell by 40% during the phone outages, and there were no fatal wrecks. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Exercise can be a really good way to take your mind off things. De-stress. About downsizing.
Running is something that I didn't have so much trouble succeeding at. My hard work paid off, which my hard work did not pay off at a lot of my jobs.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Exercise, unemployment, and getting back on your feet. It's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.